Chapter 5, page 33. The mind and its games, knowledge and tricks to help realign it. The first step to getting to know the mind is to acknowledge that we have a mind. We do think a lot, all the time. Some of the time it is useful, but a lot of the time it is just nonsense. If we examine our mind carefully, we are stuck with a lot of worry. We have feelings of apprehension of the future that involves us, our jobs, our families, friends, our community, and lastly, our countries. Finally, if we have space left in our mind, we then have worries about the world. We also seem to have some remorse or some guilt about things that we did not do well enough in the past. Or we feel frustrated, upset, and angry about how people did not treat us well some time ago. If we are not stuck in the past, our mind starts to vacillate towards the future. We become apprehensive or anxious, or too excited about the future. We seem to be living a life of sad, SAD, stress, anxiety, and depression. This condition is exacerbated by a constant bombardment of negative media, awkward, bombastic, and corrupt leadership, and only very fleeting happiness. Knowing how bad the world is, we take refuge in our habits and vocation, scintillating our mind to get some temporary pleasure by buying, consuming, and then throwing away a material product, be it food, gadgets, clothes, and other consumables. We are influenced by constant market pressures to make us feel that we can take away our worries by buying the next best product. Underlying these sad mind symptoms are the workings of the mind. Psychologically, we are now slowly recognizing what has been well known by the ancient seers from India. They believed that whatever we think, we project onto our outside world and vice versa. Hence, if you feel SAD, you do so because people around you are also SAD. As we are completely socially involved and dependent on our fellow human beings for our needs, we become a victim of these SAD projections. This process did not just start now. These games of projection started at a very young age, as early as when our mum and dad started to introduce us to the outside world, perhaps even in the first few months of our lives. It is not our fault that we frequently feel SAD. Hence, let us first let go of this guilt that we are responsible for feeling sad most of the time. Let us elaborate further on this. When these sad feelings get worse, we have this innate need to find a reason for these symptoms. Logically speaking, from the above deduction, we are trying to throw away something that is not natural to us. SAD is not natural. Happiness is. Yet, a part of our mind is always trying to find a reason for our sadness. As our minds get wired, were wired, or designed to problem solve, so we start the blame game. We start blaming everyone around us, including our loved ones. That part of our mind is called the ego. You already knew this. But accepting it, accepting that it is our mind alone that leads to our problems is extremely difficult. It is only because of our egos that this game of denying, blaming, shaming, and guilt continues. What a soap opera we go through every day in our lives. It is actually hilarious. Just think about it. When our egos get really hurt, we start becoming either paranoid, narcissistic, dependent, or completely neurotic. These are the final defenses of the ego. We either have stupendous paranoia that someone or certain people are watching us and trying to hurt us in some way, or we could start feeling that we are the best in the world and what we say and do is the gospel truth. Others might find themselves dependent on others to an extent where the other person feels they are like a leech. Lastly, others might start having a number of bodily symptoms such as aches, pains, nervous twitches, and other neurological symptoms. And we take a pause there for discussion internally. In our group, we summarized additional thoughts around this. One could be that we consider this world as a problem, and either we accept the problem. Two, we consider it as a challenge and invoke our positive energy to help us face the challenge. But the best way to tackle this world is to think it is a joke. It does not exist. As I shared in the initial part of this chapter, it's very subtle. I hope you get the message. This whole world is actually a projection. It's not real. This world is a projection of the Creator. He forgot that He made this world. And we are facing the consequences based on the community, the culture, the society that we are living in. And then the ego started to maintain it. If we did not have an ego, this world will collapse. But when you get this knowledge, your desires come down. And when your desires come down to a negligible point, then the light of the divine as a pure energy comes to your own experience. Because you've realized this world is nothing but a projection. It's a pure joke. So hold on to nothing except the idea that you are pure love. The rest is just a game. Let it be. You can't change it. You can't kill your ego. You can't kill your mind, but you can purify your mind using this beautiful knowledge that I am light alone. The rest is just a projection. Keep thinking on that till we meet again.